Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for March 4th, 2024. So a bunch of cool upcoming releases and teasers this week, and a ton of crowdfunding highlights today's show. I've had to kind of cut down. There's so many great Kickstarter projects right now, so I had to cut them down to fit them into this show. So if you don't hear the ones that you're looking for, or just kind of look at the ones that I mentioned and then just keep scrolling, there's so many tons of Kickstarter. This is that good time of year when everything's coming out. Sometimes a year there's just not a lot, and this is one of those times where there is an absolute ton. First up, Catalyst Game Labs has teased the release of Runefire. This is the successor to their D&D deck building game, Dragonfire. It came out 4 or 5 years ago. It's really, really good, fun Dungeons & Dragons-esque kick, you know, deck building game where you're kind of, you know, as you're playing through the game, you're leveling up, you're adding some cards to your kind of overall deck, then you're kind of going on adventures. It's really fun. I haven't played it as much as I'd like to lately, but I did play it a ton right after it came out. And I think they had one or two kind of character expansions, and you can print out kind of character sheets to keep track of some of your stuff. Really good. And for them to come out with this particular one, which kind of brings it more into a board gamey, whereas the other one was just kind of with the cards and deck building, and you're just kind of getting encounters as you're fighting. This is going to bring more of a board gaming kind of feel to it. As you're exploring the map and going on different adventures, and then, of course, finding equipment and new feats and such, like you would in a kind of a D&D-esque type campaign type thing. But it looks really, really good. And again, Catalyst Game Labs has some good experience with this type of thing between games like Dragonfire with D&D and then Shadowrun Crossfire. Really cool little pedigree there. So I'm looking forward to that one quite a bit. Asmodee is going to be releasing Path of Civilization. This is a simultaneous action selection Civ game. This will be later this month. It should be about $90 from what I can tell. An interesting looking game. This one, 1 to 5 players, plays in about 1 to 2 hours, probably a little bit longer, to be honest, in a medium weight kind of euro. Now, it says here, from the very second of the game, you must make choices that will have repercussions until the end game. The game is played simultaneously and works with simple card and resource management system, and a diversity of its cards guarantees enormous variability. Now, like many Civ games, you're kind of building your Civ, and this one has got a kind of a technology tree where you've got decisions, where every decision and action that you take from the very first one, like they say, it may be opening and closing ways that you can progress. So I do love games like this. However, there are problems with so many paths sometimes that you can go through. Sometimes these games can get bogged down with people trying to figure out where they can go next, what's closing off, what they can do, what they're going to unlock, what they're going to build, and what it's going to bring. Sometimes that can really bring games like this to a crawl. So I'm wondering about that. I really want to try this one before buy, obviously. There was a game called Dominations. This came out a few years ago. This was a real slick tile placement game and a Civ game as well. And you're kind of, as you're kind of placing your tiles out there and getting control of the tiles, you're going to get these colors and you're going to move up the tracks and you're going to unlock different kind of technology within your Civ. But with so many choices, you spend half the game looking at where you're going, what it's going to give you, what at the second level and third level are going to give you, and all those choice, and it just really bogged the game down. A really cool mechanism there that just went really slowed the whole thing down. So we're going to have to see how Path of Civilization handles this kind of thing with, hopefully it doesn't get too bogged down with it, but really looks like a pretty cool game as well. Cephalofair Games has two really cool kind of Haven announcements this week, kind of that Frosthaven, Gloomhaven universe. So Cephalofair Games is going to be releasing Frosthaven Play Surface Books, This will be out kind of later this spring. They say quarter two, so you're looking at later spring, early summer for this particular one. These should be about $70. Now, if you've played Jaws of the Lion, you know what these kind of are. So in Gloomhaven and Frosthaven, you have a ton of map and dungeon tiles. So they all these tiles going again to make the whole maps. Now, I've got them in a big accordion folder to organize them a little bit better. But Jaws of the Lion introduced playing this game out of a spiral book with the maps printed right there on the pages to be able to put the minis on there, and you don't really need some of the overlay tiles as well that would go on top of the map tiles. Now, people wanted these from the very beginning of the Frosthaven campaign, and they said it would be hard to do right away, but they knew they'd be coming out later. So now this is what they're coming out later spring, early summer, with these books to be able to do it. Now, they're going to help, it kind of helps speed up the setup and tear down and cutting down on what is already a huge table space. It is a table hog, Frosthaven, but I'm not sure how much this keeps the fog of war in the game for those who like kind of the secrecy of what's coming. Because in Jaws of the Lion, you kind of knew what was coming, but it's kind of also part of the game and kind of part of your planning. And Jaws of the Lion is also more of a novice or introduction to Gloomhaven and Frosthaven, so it's kind of in there for a reason. But anyway, it's kind of, you know, going to be like the regular game of Frosthaven where you've got a section book on top of the regular map, because there's four books that it looks like they're putting here. So you probably have that regular book, then the other book. So it's probably going to still have that fog of war. I was just kind of curious as to what it would be. Either way, I'm not sure if I'll get this. I may get it, but I don't have too many problems with. I kind of like the map overlay tiles. I'm fine with that. But, you know, $70 isn't all that bad. So I might have to check this one out. But if anybody does later in the year, let me know how much different it was from playing with those overlays or using your map tiles. So interesting. So next up, in more stuff with Fair News, they've announced that Gloomhaven Forgotten Circles 2nd Edition. So this is a Forgotten Circles 2nd Edition for Gloomhaven 2nd Edition. That's going to be really weird for me to explain here. So this will be out next month in April. So the new edition will be just like the new Gloomhaven 2nd Edition, which is going to fix some issues from the 1st Edition, which was already released in the 2nd Edition, but will give you more in line with the new format of the new Gloomhaven 2nd Edition. I hope that wasn't too confusing. So a few years ago, they released Forgotten Circle 2nd Edition. Now, that fixed ambiguities and typos and just errors that they have. Now, they also released recently the new 2nd Edition of Gloomhaven, which updates a lot of things for Gloomhaven. Kind of, they learned a lot of lessons from Frosthaven, a lot of things that they, you know, just from having a game out, you figure out ways that you can improve things. So, with Frosthaven, they've now figured out how they want to improve Gloomhaven, and that was kind of part of that Gloomhaven Festival Kickstarter that was out last year. Now, that 2nd Edition is coming out, and this is going to be a new 2nd edition of Forgotten Circles, which will be compatible with that Gloomhaven 2nd edition. Now, if you remember Forgotten Circles, man, it was kind of a mess as far as expansions go. And it was okay. I'm a huge Gloomhaven and Frosthaven apologist and absolutely my favorite game of all time. However, Forgotten Circles wasn't great. But if you're fans of Gloomhaven and Frosthaven, maybe this new edition kind of to bring in with your new 2nd edition of Gloomhaven, maybe it fixes some of those things and maybe it kind of improves on some of those what was not great in the scenarios. And what's also great is there's a new character that's in there that they released with Forgotten Circles, which everybody, I can't remember what it is, Enchanter or whatever. But anyway, everybody kind of actually really liked that character. So I suspect this is going to be good and going to be a good one to get, especially if you're just now getting into the Frosthaven universe with that 2nd edition printing. All right, let's move on. Lucky Duck Games will release Kingdom Rush Elemental Uprising. This is a new standalone expansion that'll be out later this month. It should be about $55. I'm a huge tower defense guy, and I really love the original Kingdom Rush. So this is going to be something that I'm really looking forward to playing. This one, of course, when you play it, it's like an hour to 2 hours, but I really like this one solo. It's 1 to 4 players, but I like playing it solo because you can just do tower defense solo, and it kind of brings that next level of tower defense. Not overly easy like some of the others in the past have been, but it's more of a gamier thing. I know some people just don't like tower defense, but I absolutely love it. Anyway, kind of a lighter to medium weight kind of game, and it is as far as the production value, is amazing how good it is in that box. There's a lot of game in these boxes. So looking forward to Kingdom Rush Elemental Uprising. Days of Wonder is going to release another expansion, or an expansion to Heat, called Heat Heavy Rain. That'll be out in April next month. Should be about $25. This says got a new driver with specific components, two new maps and upgrade cards, and submerged track sections where you're going to have to spend extra heat to downshift gears in those sections, and more heat, stress, and championship, and more, just a lot more of what's the original, a lot more cars and such. This is a great game. Heat is just a cool, very, I wouldn't say entry level, but it's a very good entry point into gaming and into kind of racing genre, if you will. And it makes it very, very playable. Absolutely great game. One of my, I think it was in our top 11 of the Geek All-Stars. I think it was in the mid, I think it was about five or six of the top 11 for last year, but a really solid game. And that expansion will be out next month. So here's a little new studio announcement. Former Funko Games and Prospero Hall designers, developers, artists, and just other employees have founded a new game studio called Tempest Workshop. Now, the studio director will be Chris Rollins, and executive producers Corby Sears and Isaias Vallejo are all co-founders in his company. Now, I know Chris from talking to him over the years and covering a bunch of Funko and Prospero Hall games. He's a great dude. And I've personally worked a bunch with Isaias as I helped him design that solo version of Valeria Card Kingdoms. So he's just a great dude and does a lot of great designs. And that's a trio of great people to be running this game studio, to be honest. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they have coming out in the future, because they do put out some really good games. And being their own studio, you know, some of the constraints of putting out so many games kind of towards the end of Funko and Prospero Hall, they just had to, I guess Funko was just having them put out so many games that, to be honest, the quality kind of lacked towards the end there. And they're just okay as they are kind of pumping out so many. So now if they can get back to their roots and put out their own designs and really kind of decide, make all the decisions themselves, I have no problems knowing that they will have some really good designs in the future. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they put out. Devir Games is going to release Rock Hard 1977. This is designed by former Runaways bassist Jackie Fox. Now, she's also, I think she's a multi-Jeopardy champion and also other games that she's put out. Just a brilliant designer and brilliant person. And of course, who doesn't love the Runaways? This will be out this August. I'm not sure the price of it, but it'll probably be about $40 to $50. Kind of they described the game as you're playing it over nine rounds, each round representing a typical day in a month from in 1977, from April to December. You win the game by accruing the most fame, and you're getting increased reputation, chops, songs, achieving production. Anyway, it's Devir Games. It's variable player power. It's worker placement. If you know Devir Games, or even if you don't, basically what Devir Games is, puts a lot of good Euro punch into small boxes. And I think most of their games are about $40 to $50. So that's probably what this one is going to be. You know, think of games like The White Castle, Three Ring Circus, stuff like that, where you've got these smaller boxes, but there's a lot of game in the box. So this should be right up that same alley there. 2 to 5 players, plays in about an hour and a half is what they say, in kind of a lighter to medium weight Euro. Once this kind of gets a little bit more information, I'll probably bring it out, or I might just share it there on Twitter since I'm covering it a bit now. But I really look forward to seeing this one. I'm sure this one will be, I'm sure you'll see this one at Gen Con. And so, speaking of Gen Con kind of releases, it's nearly spring. We've got all sorts of releases that'll be coming out on Origins and Gen Con. And I've got one more here in the news that is going to be basically a Gen Con release. So Capstone Games is going to be working with Wormgold to bring over Pagan Fate of Roanoke to the U.S. And this is going to be a Gen Con release. It's an interesting one because it's an expandable asymmetric card game. And it very much wants you to feel like you're playing, you know, the Netrunner type game, you know, with that push and pull and how you go about winning and kind of, you know, you can play both sides and it's asymmetric. So different ways of winning and both sides have different things they need to do. Now, it's also expandable, kind of like Netrunner in games like Arkham Horror, the card game, where you've got a deck constraints, but you can edit your deck from each match and pretty much what you're going to want to do. And then as they put out more expansions, which I'm assuming that's what they're going to want to do, more like kind of monthly packs and such, whether it be kind of blind packs or things that you know what's coming, that way you're going to be able to, you know, edit your deck. So that's interesting and newish theme, to be honest. Well, I wouldn't say newish theme. It's just a theme that you haven't seen all that much in a while because, you know, witches and things like Roanoke and up there in New England, that's nothing new there. However, hasn't been beat down our throats in there lately. So it is kind of an interesting theme there. And again, Capstone does a really good job with their games. And with it being the release in a newer version, it might be able to appeal to more people than initially did back in, I think it was 2020 or 21 or 22 when it first came out. So this will be an interesting one to see, because sometimes games like this cause a big riot to get to the booth to buy a bunch of these boxes or the extra boxes to put things together to be able, because a lot of times you have a certain amount of cards you can have in each deck and people want to get as much of it as can. So and if any of you remember what Netrunner was like when that first came out, boy, that was a mess at Gen Con because the whole world was running and the lines were just everywhere. And that's probably what they want with this. So interesting to see how this one will pan out and if it will be something that'll be popular over here. Let's head some crowdfunding now. So first up, of course, we've got to talk about Thunder Road Vendetta. This is the expansion for Thunder Road. You need the base game to play this one. This is Carnival Chaos. Boy, this is going to be a great, great expansion. So you have kind of a almost Thunderdome feel to it, with kind of part of this expansion where you're kind of coming in from different sides of kind of the Thunderdome, and then you're kind of getting points by battling other cars. But once a car gets knocked out, that kind of triggers the end game. So there'll be times where you're kind of protecting a car from getting knocked out because you want to get some more points. Restoration Games does amazing job with all of their games. You can get this copy for $45. It is, of course, over $1 million and well-funded. Everything they do is amazing. This has got about 2 weeks to go. Speaking of new kind of companies, I kind of mentioned it a while ago that Play to Z, that's Zev Schlesinger, and Bonacore has got his hand in this, and a lot of great industry insiders and other industry vets, so you, if you will, are involved in this kind of company. And this is kind of their game that we mentioned. Engelstein's involved here, Tim Mativer, Marcus Ross, Scott Brady, a lot of great people involved with this one. This is Ascending Empires Zenith Edition. This is kind of your new Ascending Empires. They've kind of updated it, really kind of made the bits look great and kind of updated the rules and such. Got about 2 weeks to go. It is funded. It's not my jam. The original game was okay. I'm not a big flicking game guy, but some of these updates to this game may make it a little bit more my speed, kind of the way they've got a good, it looks like they've got a good playmat that's kind of included here, that's that neoprene playmats, which make things kind of easier to, you know, flicking kind of makes it a little bit better. Sometimes you never know what you're going to get out of a table. But anyway, you can get in on this one for $110, which is going to save you some on MSRP, and with a lot of good stuff in his box, that could be a pretty good deal there. But it is funded, and you got about 2 weeks to go, so definitely check that one out. Again, there's some good pedigree there for this updated edition. Next up, this was another interesting one. It is funded, but I just kind of flew under the radar a little bit. Chroma Arcana. This is a tactical card game of dueling mages. Now, I love CCGs and TCGs. This is kind of game without the boost. Basically, it's going to be kind of almost like a living card game where you've got everything in the box. It's no boosters. Everything's in one box. 1 to 6 player co-op expansion as well that you can get in there. You can get in on the solo co-op bundle for about $50 US, or the basically the duelist bundle, which is $63. And of course, they'll have an all-in that's about $75. That's actually a pretty good deal there. So an interesting game where you've got basically everything you need. Kind of a, you know, that CCG one-on-one type battle, but you've got different kind of decks that you can use, and they should all be in there in that one box. So I do love, I just love the CCG or this kind of trading card game type feel and gameplay. So this will be an interesting one. So check that out. Next up, Cascadia. We all love Cascadia. It's such a great intro game. What an amazing game. So now they've got kind of a roll and write and a flip and write out called Cascadia Rolling. This has got about a month ago. This one just came out, but of course it is well footed. It is a long campaign. So go ahead and you know, back this one and forget it. Back it and forget it until it comes out later this year. You can get in on the print and play if you want for only about $10. You can get each one of the games as Cascadia Rolling Rivers and Cascadia Rolling Hills. They're each $19. Or you can get both of them for $35, which is a great, great deal. And you can also get Kickstarter, it looks like Rolling Hills, twice the game. Yeah, two of each of them for about $67. But I think the real good deal is going to be $35 to get both of these. And these games are going to be great because it's just a great system and great game. Next up, Forge Flame. This is kind of another one of those little projects that could, even though it is well-funded at, you know, almost about $70,000 of its goal, of its $20,000 goal. There's about a week and a half left to go. This one is a pretty cool game. So Lord Raccoon Games put out a couple of decent games, and this just kind of looks like that kooky fun with some deck-building elements. It's got some, they call it pick-up and forge game for 1 to 4 players. Plays in about, it says about 30 minutes per player. So you're looking at about an hour and a half. You've got asymmetric adventurers through deep mines, collecting ores, outsmarting rivals, and crafting legendary artifacts. So what's pretty cool is that you have these minis that as you're kind of picking up to bring things to Forge, you can put the crystals right there onto your mini, which I think looks absolutely amazing and really, really cool. You can get in this one for about $54 for the core pledge, or there's, I really think this kind of, well, it's core pledge, but it does have one expansion. It's so weird. Publishers, just throw everything in a box and just give it to people. So it looks like they held a little bit back in the main box. There's not as much cards and such, but then they're giving you one expansion right in there with the base game. And then if you want the other one, it's about another $15 on top of it. Because it does look like, I mean, it's got a decent amount of stuff in there, but the amount of cards that are in there, I think you would, you know, if you play the game 3 or 4 times, you might, you know, might get a little stale. But everything that they're including with this, at least you get one expansion. So maybe it'll keep some of the staleness away and keep more of a replayability. And then you've got another expansion that you can add on for about $15. But anyway, this one looked cool. I love the minis and I love the idea and I love the theme. So definitely check that out. That is Forge Flame. Next up, Dying Light, the board game. This is kind of Boy, this is from Glass Cannon Unplugged, and this is kind of, it's in the same vein as what they've put out before, Apex Legend, the board game, and Frostpunk, the board game, where there's just a lot of crap in this box. And if you like, if you're someone who likes, basically, if you like Zombicide and such, this is going to be basically right up there for you, because it has that same kind of gameplay look to it, where you're just, you know, you have different scenarios and such, and it's got some pretty cool table presence where there's kind of the buildings are kind of raised in a bit, but it's about an hour and a half. That's probably going to be the whole, each one of the kind of scenarios. It's probably going to play a little bit longer because it's going to take a while to set this one up. It looks great. And again, not my jam, but I think there's a lot of people out there that love the Zombicide look and all those, like, again, Frostpunk and Apex Legends, that kind of pedigree. Get in this one for about $66, which isn't too bad, but you're probably going to want that deluxe pledge for $120, which is going to give you a lot more boxes and a lot more gameplay. And again, if you like this sort of game, you're going to get the whole thing anyway. So check that one out. That is Dying Light, the board game. Of course, it is well funded and has about 2.5 weeks to go. Now, I did include this last one here from this is from GameFound. This is Black Rose Wars Rebirth. This was out, I believe, about a year ago. So apparently they've had so many people that wanted to get in on a campaign. And I think they made like an extra 1,000 or so copies so that they're now putting this back out and you're going to be able to get this one. Not like your normal campaigns where you're going to have to wait 2 years. This, I think they've already got published or already produced. So you're going to be able to get this one within the next month or two. However, you're looking at about a $400 or more game here, that it's just a huge box. There's a lot of crap in this box. This is a game that I would love to have, but man, I don't want to spend this money. But if you've got the money and this is up your alley, the game looks great and there's a lot of crap. I mean, this is just so many games like this that I've got between Ascendancy, you know, Ascendancy coming, Aridia coming, and I've got Oathsworn and Frosthaven. I just love these type of games, but it looks right up that alley and everything that I would want in the game, and there's only 1,000 bundles of this, I guess because they, you know, just have so much that they can put out there. But again, if you've played this, I'd love to hear on a Discord if you have this or play this or if you back this one, because man, I would love to try this one out or just to hear what everybody thinks about this game, because boy, it's got my FOMO already and I gotta hope to hold back from buying it because it is way too much money for me. But anyway, looks great. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast. That's my show where we just put out our Game of the Year show, the top 11 for 2023. As always, I'm Dan Nen, the Board Game Man. I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2024 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.